You have all made an extra effort today after a day at work to attend this Mass of the Holy Day of Obligation. We as Catholics attend Mass today as if it were a Sunday to honor Mary. We honor Mary today on the solemnity of her Assumption. She, not an ordinary woman, gave life to the Savior of the world, physically elevated body and soul into heaven. Her incorruptible body and her sinless soul. What an honor for her, but what an honor for us to be here today. While she was on earth, how did Mary pray? Have you ever thought of that? We know how our Lord prayed. He taught us the Our Father. How did Mary pray? What is Mary's prayer? What is the prayer of the greatest saint of the Roman Catholic Church? Well, her prayer is the Magnificat, which we just heard in St. Luke's Gospel. Her prayer is the Magnificat. And in that prayer, Mary proclaims that she is great. Mary said in that prayer, "From this day, all generations will call me blessed." Now, we have many titles and we have many descriptions of Mary. She is the first Christian. She is the first to believe in Jesus. She's the first to carry our blessed Lord. In that sense, she is the first tabernacle, the first to celebrate Advent, you could say. She is the model of faith. That's why we have faith right in front of her here. She is also called the model of humility. But if she is the model of humility, how can she call herself great while she prays? Doesn't that seem to be an expression of pride? Mary is the model of humility, because in her prayer, she recognizes that all her greatness is due to God's goodness to her. Her prayer is all about God. And what has God done for her? This is what God has done for Mary. He has shown strength. He has scattered the proud. He has cast down the mighty. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry, and he has sent the rich away empty. He has come to help, and above all, he has remembered his promise of mercy. That's what God has done for Mary. If she were to deny her greatness, she would not be humble. Because if she were to deny her greatness, it would be a denial of God's goodness and greatness to her. This is what's important about this prayer. Mary's prayer reminds us of the essential truth of the spiritual life. And the essential truth of the spiritual life is that I am nothing and God is everything. That's how Mary prayed. And until we believe that, we will be proud. Until we believe that I am nothing and God is everything, we will never be humble. We will never be great.